game planning. You game plan and then you tackle and you wrap up. I mean, their running backs are just as tough to take down just because of the way they're built and their leg strength and the way they run. So, you know, we got some tough runners that we're going to be able to see this week. It'll be a good test for our defense. But, you know, it's playing fundamental football. You know, it's not getting worked up and asking yourself questions like, how are we going to tackle them? You know, it's about, you know, sticking to basics, playing fundamental football, and reading your keys.
You saw him 2 years ago with the Dolphins. I mean, he's such a different kind of quarterback. But you're saying that nothing really changes. It's just the way that you attack it.
Well, yeah, I mean, it's... The thing about tackling is, you know, being in the right position. You know, you can be in the worst position in the world and, you know, and attack someone, you know, and launch a certain way that's, you know, perfect. But, you know, it's all about positioning. And tackling is a team effort, because if you don't have reinforcements chasing from the inside out, then you're outside alone on an island, whether that's the edge or whether that's, you know, near the sideline, whatever it is, wherever you're at on the field, you need supplemental help from the rest of the defense. So, I mean, it's all about positioning and being able to be in the right position.
So, D-line, you're down a couple guys to start the season. Does that concern you at all, or is that just the way it is throughout the course of a season? You're always going to be down a guy or two.
Yeah, I mean, that's a parity of the league, right, in terms of, just – anybody can be ready at any moment. Anybody can go down at any moment, you know. And that's the thing. That's just professional football, you know. Injuries are going to happen, you know, and that's 100%, you know. And it's something you get used to as an NFL vet, and it's something that you'll always have to deal with within a room, within a locker room, within an organization. And, you know, like the great Howard Odrick says, you know, life's, you know, all about, you know, reactions, how you react to situations. And right now we have to be able to react and make up for the guys we don't have.
From when you got here in OTAs to now, have you seen this defense make a major jump, or at least a significant jump?
Well, yeah. I mean, I think you see that because I think for myself personally, I saw it in myself. You know, just because of, you know, coming here, getting acclimated to a new role, new locker room, new everything. And, you know, just a few things that I'm doing, you know, different from what I've done for the past 5 years. And, you know, seeing that come together, and you kind of see it in other guys too, where, you know, it's a preseason. It's everybody's preseason. Everybody's getting back into the swing of things. But especially for a guy like myself, I really wasn't too worried with the defense and looking at the defense and, you know, how the defense is playing, just because I was so focused on getting myself acclimated. But, you know, now that, you know, we're all here and, you know, the season's here, you know, this is the time where vets shine, because, you know, vets are able to, you know, get into their routine. You know, they have a pattern and a way of doing things to get themselves ready for the game, and I feel really good about that.